president took to YouTube to tout the importance of his actions.
Bristol Bay has supported Native Americans in the Alaska region for centuries. It supports about $2 billion in the commercial fishing industry, supplies America with 40% of its wild-caught seafood. It is a beautiful natural wonder, and it's something that's too precious for us to just be putting out to the highest bidder.
Robin Samuelson of Dillingham, who has helped lead the effort to see a permanent moratorium on oil and gas development in Bristol Bay for years, stopped by KDLG Tuesday after the president signed the order. Samuelson said it was a good day for Bristol Bay.
Yes, it is. You know, this battle started about 25, 30 years ago. One of the lead architects against opening the offshore oil and gas was my father, Harvey Samuelson, who passed away. And, you know, we've had presidents that removed the moratorium and then presidents that put it in place. We had governors that wanted offshore oil and gas to happen in the North Aleutian Basin. We had governors that didn't want it to happen. And in the 80s, when Exxon Valdez happened, the North Aleutian Basin was open for oil and gas development. But because of what happened in Prince William Sound, they withdrew Bristol Bay, Congress did. In 2011, it again opened up under the orders of President Bush, and President Obama decided, no, I'm gonna pull it and put it on hold. And today's action put it on a timeline that somewhere way, way out in the future that oil and gas could be developed.
For the folks that are together in what's known as the Fish Basket Coalition, this is about as good as could have been hoped for, I think, or am I wrong there?
You're absolutely right. This is something that we had two choices, go for the Antiquities Act or go for what President Obama did today. The Antiquities Act would have been a harder measure to have pass, and now under what President Obama has done, commercial fishing could still happen in that area. We're very pleased with what he's done today.
What's the main threat from opening any of this to oil and gas development?
Well, if you look at the geographic location, how Bristol Bay is laid out there in the federal waters, if oil and gas was allowed out there, and let's say there was an oil spill. That oil isn't going to go anywhere but go into Bristol Bay and hold in Bristol Bay based on the water patterns. You know, we have not only our salmon that migrate out as smolt, go through that area, but our adult salmon come back. The world's largest crab nursery grounds is right in that area.
There are other fisheries we don't talk about very much.
No.
But there's a sole fishery, there's halibut.
It's a main halibut nursery grounds. I mean, this is, you know, the president said this is a $2 billion fishery. This is a $5, $10 billion fishery.
What did it take to get here today? What sort of political tugging and pulling has it taken to get this to Mr. Obama's desk?
Well, you know, this has been a 25, 30-year battle. And there was those of us that were involved. My father's passed away 10 years. Terry Hefferly, who ran BB&A for a good number of years, has moved out of the region. But it was constant. It was constant, not on a daily basis, but, you know, once or twice a year, bringing it up. I visited back in D.C. last year and met with President Obama's people and said, we've got to do something. We can't allow oil and gas to happen out there. And this spring, the president agreed with me and got his team working on doing a draft, and today we heard the draft.
The concern may be that this could unravel under a different administration. Could it?
Yeah, I think Congress and the president of the United States can unravel it, but it's going to be a hard unraveling for them.
Are we taking away the potential for another industry that could have an economic benefit to the people in our region?
I'm not against offshore oil and gas development. I'm not against mining. But the two, the Pebble Mine and the jobs out at the North Aleutian Basin made available, you know, our workforce would probably be around 2-3%. Most of the people up on the North Slope are from Oklahoma and Texas and whatnot. We're a state that gives away its resources. And, you know, we can't take the risk. We have a pebble mine. We have a North Slope. And that's our fishery in Bristol Bay. Why risk it?
Again, that was Robin Samuelson of Dillingham speaking with us Tuesday.